In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Christ is in our midst.
He is and ever shall be.
Today we've come almost to the doors of Great Lent next Sunday, first with Forgiveness Sunday. And so our themes are continued, the themes of the publican and the Pharisee, of humility, the themes of mercy, of the prodigal son. And today, this Sunday, called the Sunday of the Last Judgment, and the Sunday in which we commemorate when our Lord shall come back, it says, and he shall sit on his throne, and he shall judge the nations. He shall stand in judgment. And upon what is that judgment based? Very simple. Two things, he said. What you have done, or what you have not done to the least of my brethren, you've not done it to me, or you have done it to me. Kind of scary in one sense, because we can all think about what we haven't done. How many times we've passed somebody up. And sometimes we've justified it. I remember back in the days in which I was doing my vicarage, which was an internship, become a pastor, and I was in Chicago and had more than enough chance to see the homeless out in the streets. You see them out there walking with their carts and picking up garbage and picking things up to go trade. And I remember them coming. I had an apartment next to the church, and they would come looking for food, looking for money, whatever. And sometimes it was like, I don't have time for this. I have a Bible study to prepare. I have this to do, and here's this homeless person. But I remember this one gentleman, and just the Lord laid it on my heart. And I said, go give him something to eat. So I said, just come with me. Went across the street to the church and went over the kitchen and just made him a little sandwich and gave it to him. Whatever we've done for the least of my brethren, we've done it unto me, Jesus says. Very important words. Because what we do and what we do not do often shows our hearts, where they are or where they are not. It doesn't mean we do things perfectly. We never do. That's why we have confession. That's why we can come to our Lord and say, oh Lord, I missed that opportunity. I'm sorry. And that in and of itself shows a mercy. It shows the work of the Holy Spirit in our hearts that we want to do better. We want to improve. We want to look for those opportunities the Lord gives us. Why? Because every human being, all of us and all of those we encounter, are as Christ. They are icons. We're going to talk about icons in a couple of weeks when we come to the Sunday of Orthodoxy, and icons will be big. But even today, we must think of the Lord's words in this text. What you do to the least of my brethren, you do to me. Our Lord is identifying with every human being because he became a human being. He took on flesh. He was the ultimate icon. And he's saying, we are icons. Every human being counts. From the womb to the grave. That's why we are so pro-life. That's why we are touched so much when there are these terrible things that happen in legislatures that pass these pro-choice atrocities. We know that every human being is an icon of Christ. And so, when we encounter that with icon that comes to us, we must ask for the strength to do what our Lord wants to do. Whether that is a poor person who comes looking for just a little sustenance or food, or whether that is a difficult person in our life, and we all have those in our families, among our co-workers, people who we would least want to say are icons, and yet they are. Because Christ came into this world and assumed the flesh of every person, sinner to saint. So now we have that opportunity. As we go into Great Lent, what are the things that we concentrate upon? What are the things that we are called to concentrate upon? Well, we have fasting. And what is fasting for? is to set aside the things that take our attention away from our prayer life and from becoming more and more like our Lord, so that we can be that merciful person to the Lord, to the person that the Lord brings into our lives. Think of that. The more we become God-like, the more we burnish this icon with the grace that our Lord gives us through prayer and the sacraments, the easier it is to encounter the brother or the sister in our life who is also an icon. And so we fast and we pray and we become more God-like so that we can encounter the one for whom Christ died. Brothers and sisters, look at this text today. And again, as I said, it can sometimes be scary because we think of the opportunities missed in serving our brothers and sisters. But instead, we need to come to Great Lent and enter in and imbue ourselves with this grace of God so we can pray, Lord, open up opportunities for us to help our brothers and sisters. And He'll do it. He'll open the doors for you. Are you willing to walk in? Let us then think of our Lord's words again today. Whatever you have done to the least of my brethren, you've done it unto me. Christ is in our midst.
He is and ever shall be.